We're continuing our shiurim on Kitvuni Ledor, written by Rav Yaakov Hillel. Actually, just malakid a different svarim together, adding his own arot. So over here on page Yud Aleph, this is a masi called Tar Niyarim. Masi Tar Niyarim, you have it on page Yud Aleph.
Yeah.
Va'arichatam le'sefer adrushim ve'kavanot ve'likutim. Okay, he's going to read the story. I already told you the story, but it's interesting to see it inside. Hine. Be'yot drushim elu k'tuvim baruchah al yedei ha'marcho zal, b'pam rishona. As we know, I mentioned that many times, that Rav Chaim Vital learned 1 year and 10 months with Arizal. And then for the next 20 years, he revised his learning over and over again, written many editions. The first time he wrote was on parchments. It's called 600 papers. It's called Tar Niyarim, 600 parchments that he wrote everything that he knew. Okay, that's what's called, we'll see later, it's called Medura Kama. Now, Terem Hishlimam Hetev V'Terem Sidram Al Anachon Poshtu Yadayim Al Ktavim V'Nasu Me'em Atakot Shelo Midato V'Ratona Shelo Marcho. Now, what happened was that, again, this was his, what's called in English, his rough draft. His rough draft. And what happened was is that he was far from finished his masterpiece called the Etz Chaim, and already had some people had taken this rough draft, copied it over, and sent and started publishing it. Shelo beratzon marcho, without his permission. Omerov chashkam shel chachmei ador lizakul etam litom me'at nofat suf dvash miridat ari. Why? It's not something, it's a bad thing because they took it, but mitzalach it's all min ha'shamayim. At the end of the day, the Talmid HaChachamim had such a, they heard about the Arizal, they knew of the Arizal, they've seen the Arizal at that time, they were around at that time. They knew of its Gadlut, and they were thirsting for his Torah, and the Arizal, and Rav Chaim Vital kept it under his guard, not leaking out any information, not leaking out any information whatsoever. And you know what happens, the more the denial, the more the cheshek, that's the way it happens. And so therefore they had to come out with a way of taking those ksavim and copying them in order for them to get access to it. So this is going to be the story. The nas of ksavim elu atakat rabot min tzpashut ben chachmei ha'eretz Yisrael v'sviva v'kivan she'ayu ksavim elu lelo seder nasu nisyonot al yedei chachmei ha'dor le'asfam le'sadrim. So what happened? They copied them over, but there was no definite order. The order was lost, and then these big Talmid HaChachamim were struggling, because again, they didn't hear this information directly from the Arizal, struggling in order to make any sense out of all these scattered paper. Eduk Ne'eman Lekol Zeh Nimsa Be'Agirat Rav Shlomo Shlumal Zatzal in his Sefer Shivcha Arizal that we're going to have a look at. And this is what he writes over there. Again, Shlomo was the son-in-law of Rav Sechug. And he was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Vital, if I'm not mistaken, which, again, Rav Chaim Vital was directly in touch with the Arizal. And Rav Sechug as well was a Talmid of the Arizal as well. So this is, we're getting this firsthand from the Talmid of Talmid. So this is what he writes over there. בפחת ממהלכו נרו כל העולם מעידים עליו שאין שני לו בכל העולם כולו. Everybody knows that there was nobody second to Rav Chaim Vital. He was the number one student of Rizal. Nobody, there was no doubt to that. Nobody disputed that. אבל כל הוא יגנוז ותמול מחוסה אצלו. But in the end, he was keeping everything for himself. All the writings, all the teaching, he didn't want to teach anybody. Once he left the Rizal, that's it, there was a closed book. Kabbalah had stopped at that moment in time. For the next 20 years, nothing had leaked out. There was no more Kabbalah leaking out. Ve'kor b'yad shum chacham me'aretz atzvi sheyuchal limol ligalel o sitrei. Doesn't matter who you were, the God of the door, nobody could seep out any information from him. He was a closed book. His lips were sealed tight. V'hu omer she'enu rashin legalot ela lemi she'yitnu l'rushut min ha'shamayim alav. And he said, you know what? I'll make you a deal. You get me somebody from Shemei Shemayim, one of the Malachim, to come down and to tell me, yes, I have permission to reveal this, and I will. Bekitzur, so you're saying there's no way it's going to happen. But some of his writings, particularly this first rough draft, but nevertheless, some of these writings, which were the 600 papers, 600 drafts, did leak out. After the death of Arizal, he went around Chaim Vital to all the Talmidim and said to them, listen, Habibis, my dear Talmidim, my dear Chaverim, I need to see, I want to have a look at all your writings, because I'm combining them all together. We're going to make one large sefer called the Etz Chaim, and I want to decide what's going to go in, what's not going on. We need all the information put together. So he took all the writings together, and he took it all there, and you know what he did? He never returned it back to them. And when they went to get them back to the Kuntran, he said, no, I'm not going to release them back to you, because I see now that the gates of Chochmah, of Kabbalah, have closed. Interesting enough. All the Shari Ora were once opened by the Arizal. Now that he's Nifta, everything's closed up. We have no more permission to let out any more secrets. Therefore, there was 15 years from the death of the Arizal till finally, when the writings started leaking out, 15 years without any Kabbalah. So he took all the writings of all the Talmidim, so nobody had any more, any proof or anything to refer back to, no more notes of the Ariza. And obviously, even though the Ma'achot says in many different places that he did not leave one second from the site of Chaim Vital, but obviously that's impossible. There's times that he had to go and he had to be excused, Brit Mila or Bar Mitzvah or whatever, he had to marry off his daughter. Obviously, there's times he had to leave the house in the night time he was sleeping. Obviously, he could not be awake at those hours. But nevertheless, the Or Talmidim were there around the clock as well. And whatever he did not hear, he took from them. And he put them all together with his writing. But nevertheless, he would differentiate in the Etz Chaim. You see this clearly. He said, this is from me, and this is from them. And he put everything in his order. And he made this a beautiful into one big big sefer called the Etz Chaim. He split them up in different sha'arim and different pchakim, and he called it Etz Chaim. Who ganuz et slow tedvav shana shelo shizafto ayin roe, and he kept it with him for the next 15 years, not allowing anybody to see it. Ad shinurur gadol b'Yisrael avir haroim kemar rav rabenu Yeshua binun alav shalom. Till there was a big gadol b'Yisrael, and his name was Yeshua binun. Shaya mashpil atzmo lifnei ma'achol naru kitinok. Even though he was a huge gadol in pshat, gadol ador, he would still fall at the feet of Chaim Vital. Noshek yadav raglav, kiss his feet, his hands, boche omitchanen lifanav shigilu raze Torah. And he said, please, tell me all the secrets of the Torah. Teach me. Im kozeh lo haya yuchol lifatoto. Nevertheless, he wasn't able to convince him. Until Rav Chaim Vital fell critically ill. He was mamish completely as kimat paralyzed for one complete year. Vaz Rav Yeshua ben Nun Natan Shlosha Zuvim, which at that time was a large amount of money, three Zuvim Lachiv Shel Malcho, and he gave this great amount of money to the brother of Malcho, and his name was Vishmo Kerav Rabin Moshe Vital. His name was Moshe Vital, the brother of Chaim Vital. Amenashi Avilo Svarim Lachziram Ache Shlosha Shanim Shlosha Yemim, and he said, you know, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you all this money. Give me the Ksavim. I promise I'll return them within 3 days. And since the Rav, I think the story goes is that since they weren't sure with Bechlal whether Rav Chaim Vital is going to live or not, so as desperate that they were, they spoke to the brother and they said, listen, if this happens and he goes and he's going to take this with him into this keva, we're going to lose all this chokhmah. And I'm sure that wasn't the kavan of the Ariza to teach us in order for it to go to the keva. So he must have spoken and convinced the Rav Moshe Vital in order to give over the ksavim in order to save Klal Yisrael. Now, miyad alach Rav Moshe Vital, v'shtadel, and he worked out which ksavim to give them. A patach ba'achaba ve'hivi lo asvarim, and took out from the hiding all the svarim. But lo kulam, not all of them. Ve'efsha shekach aya gzira lemalo shelo yitgalu kulam ki'im oto achelik levav. Okay, it was min shemayim dafka that chelik as opposed to that chelik. Ve'tikev sachar Rav Yeshua ben Nun mea sfarim, mea sofrim, and right away he went and hired 100 sofrim. Ve'natam lekol echad shisha nairot, and he gave them each one 6 papers to copy. Ve'tikev Atiko, Otam Shlosh Yamin, and they quickly, all of them, did a wonderful job, and they were a wonderful job. We'll see in a minute, it wasn't such a wonderful job, but they did a very quick job in order to copy the 3 big long pages of the Etz Chaim, of the Tar Neyarim, in 3 days. So take it for Ota Sha'ach, Chazar, Rav Chaim Vital, Nebriyato. Velo Ayah Rav Yeshua Binu Yuchol Asig Yotem in Otam Sfarim Shelo Ayetik. And then it's interesting that as soon as all the people were back in the house of Chaim Vital, you know what? He became well. As is to say, this was a gzera of Chaim Vital to say, listen, now it's time for it to go out. You don't want to give. You're going to put yourself aside, and your brother's going to do the mitzvah. And Rabbi Shua ben Nun returned everything as he did, but never received any more than that. That was the end. ומאותו יום באלון נספשטו ספרים בין יחיד, בין יחיד וסגולה בארץ ישראל לבדו. לבד. And from then on, that was the first start of the Spashtut of the Chochmat of Kabbalah from the Arizal that started, but this was only spread on a very private fashion, one-to-one basis, not on a big a global scheme. Vehine. Yeah. Okay, so I think maybe we'll stop here because that's the outcome. That's from the Shifchari, and then we'll continue with the story of the Tal Niyarim tomorrow.